News Talk 790 KFYO. A little bit of chaos in the studio this morning. We were thought we were talking to the Talkington School for
Young Women Leaders.
Young Women Leaders, and we turned out that we've got a large fractional portion of the school out in the hallway.
Of girls here. Yeah, this is great.
Which we weren't anticipating this. So introduce yourself. You are
Kim Turner.
Kim Turner. And what's your title?
I mainly teach 6th and 7th grade English, but I also am the sponsor for Middle School Student Council.
Oh, okay, good.
So most of these girls are our Middle School Student Council. A couple of them are from the National Junior Honor Society as well.
Oh, good.
Great.
Good,
okay. And you guys have been doing some fundraising at your school for the Komen Foundation?
We have, and our big kickoff starts today. We are doing a competition through advisories, collecting money through jars, and then at the end of the week, we will be giving out prizes.
All right.
I'm all about the prizes. Great. Okay, so you brought some girls with you.
I did.
I'll tell you what, because what they're going to do is they're going to give us, tell us exactly what they're doing, et cetera.
Correct.
So anyway, we'll just go ahead and we'll start off with number one, and we'll just put them in here. One, two, three, just, you know, ba-boom. Okay, come on in. Step right in. Come right in behind her. Okay? Go ahead.
Hello. I am from Talkington. I am the executive officer. And we are from Talkington, School for Young Women Leaders. We are trying to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Our school is all girls college preparatory school here in Lubbock. We have 6th through 12th this year, and we'll have our first graduating class in May.
Awesome. Awesome.
Nice.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie Tanner. Part of our school's mission statement focuses on community service. We volunteer at many organizations here in Lubbock, as well as donating money to different organizations. Part of our academic experience includes teaching us the importance of giving back to our community.
Hi, I'm Erica. So this year, Talkington's National Junior Honor Society and our Middle School Student Council have partnered with KFYO to help raise money for Race for the Cure.
Yeah, baby.
KFYO's Laura is coming to Talkington later this morning to speak to our students about her journey.
Hi, my name's Hannah. I'm Middle School Student Council President. We are trying to raise money for Susan G. Komen Foundation. At school this week, we'll have jars for the students can donate to any change they have. We are hoping to raise $500.
Hello, I'm Eliza. I'm Vice President. This is where we need your help. You can help us reach our goal by donating online at www.komenlubbock.org. Once there, you can type in our team name, Talkington, and your donation will count towards our goal.
Well, they're cracking on our listeners. They're supposed to be donating to our way. That's okay.
Hello, I'm Mariah. I am the Vice President of NJHS. You can also mail checks to Talkington at 415 N Ivory 79403. Please make checks out to the Susan B. Komen Foundation. We appreciate all the help we can get to reach our goal. Again, you can also mail checks to Talkington at 415 N Ivory 79403. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cicely, and I'm president of NJHS. Our Talkington team will be walking this Saturday, and we hope that you'll join us to show support to all cancer survivors and support the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Awesome. And that first girl was Hannah Alexander. She didn't say her name, but that's who she was. So thanks, girls, for coming in. And you know, we don't mind that you have your own Susan G. Komen team for the Race for the Cure. That's fine. It all goes to the same place, and 75 cents of every dollar stays right here and helps cancer patients.
Yeah, hey, Kim, how many different advisories do you have competing for the prizes?
We have 24 different advisories, and that counts middle school and high school.
Great.
Wow. You know what? I would think that if you have 24 advisories and your goal is $500, I mean, that's not – Each one of those advisories doesn't have a big responsibility. I think maybe that they'll make a whole lot more than $500. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah.
So if your kid goes to Talkington, all right, pull the extra change out. You're going to have kids like some kids driving down the main hall with a wheelbarrow full of cash.
Yeah, and you only have a week to do it, right?
Because
it's got to be turned in by Friday.
So we can get it turned in for the race on Saturday.
That's right.
Okay, now, Laura, a little bit later this morning, you're going to be going there. Laura said, when we walked in, Matt Crow met us at the elevator, had the express elevator waiting. He said, oh, you look nice. She said, I have to go make a speech today. So what are you doing?
They just asked me to come and talk about my story and dealing with breast cancer and kind of what I've gone through. So I'll come and bore you guys about 10 o'clock this morning. How's that?
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Talkington School for Young Women Leaders. Mm-hmm. And Laura's going to be speaking there later this morning. They're participating in Pink Week and trying to raise money for ComanLubbock.org. Go there and you can donate. Thanks. 7:15. Good morning.